This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.
I never mooted.
That's okay.
Good thing I didn't sneeze during the intro.
If you had, it would have been all right. You know, shit happens. I mean,
I don't want to sneeze on Nick Searcy. He'll get pissed at me.
Hopefully,
I only have so many famous friends.
Yeah. Hopefully, Rick came back during, you know, the commercial break while we were waiting to, you know, get on.
Oh, yeah, he's off getting his real caffeinated coffee.
And he didn't make it back, so I'm hoping he's, you know, hoping he's okay.
We'll see. Hope he didn't trip and hit his noggin on the refrigerator.
We'll find out. He'll join us.
I don't know why I said that.
Momentarily. Hopefully. Maybe.
Oh, my God. Hey, before I get into anything.
What do you got?
This just freaking crushed me today. Absolutely crushed me today.
What, did you get kicked in the nuts?
No. I saw a post of Richard Dean Anderson.
Who the fuck's that?
MacGyver.
Oh, my bad.
He's standing there with his car hood up, looking at the engine, scratching his head, looking all forlorn. And basically, the meme title is right. Your childhood's destroyed when you see MacGyver broke down. He can't fix his own car. And this comes on the back of last year when I found out that coyotes are way faster than roadrunners are. So the roadrunner could never get away from Wile E. Coyote in real world. I'm telling you, my entire childhood is a sham.
It's scary, isn't it?
The roadrunner and MacGyver, neither one of them's what they are supposed to be.
See, I'm sorry on the whole MacGyver thing. I'm a youngin'. I mean, you're not that old, but I'm a youngin'. So MacGyver, never watched it.
No.
So I had no idea. Rick, did you watch MacGyver? Are you here? Are you still getting your coffee? Must still be getting his coffee. All right. So
maybe his 3D printer is printing off something kinky.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe he just decided he had better things to do tonight.
I don't know. I texted him.
Well, he'll come back eventually.
Wait a minute. Did you fall in?
You know, we could always call him. We can call him live on his cell phone. I can always. That may screw things up. I better not. We don't want to screw things up. We actually have people listening. So.
All right. Well, let me do my open then. Welcome to Off Hooks Radio for July 20th.
2021.
There you go. She still has that frog in her throat. Anyway.
She's never going to get rid of the frog in her
throat.
There he is. Here I am.
What the hell? You take a dump? You only had 2 minutes.
I went to make coffee.
Oh, you had to make the coffee.
Oh, yeah, I had to push the button. The water had to come down. And I made a pit stop.
But isn't it a K cup thing, or is this? Did you have to brew a whole pot?
No. I have what the hell do I have? A ninja. And I couldn't.
It ain't a fucking ninja because you've been gone for like 9 minutes.
No. What? Well, let's see. Maybe 4.5 and 3/4.
Okay. All right.
We got to give you a hard time.
All right. We're all here. I'll do my open.
Okay.
It's been a weird week. Branson went into space a couple days ago. Sort of. Got to the edge of it. Bezos flew his penis rocket all the way into space this morning. You seen that? See that spaceship?
It looked like a dildo.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bezos's penis has been on the internet for years. And he wanted to build something bigger. So he did. Elon Musk, who's running the most efficient space program of the billionaire triumvirate, he was asked for comment. He said, hold my doobie. All right. Come on, people. Keep up, people. Keep up. Okay. He smoked a doobie live with Joe Rogan on the podcast. All right. Then we had President Sippy Cup.
Good for him.
trying to sell massive additional government spending as being, quote, and I use air quotes, good for inflation. Massive government spending, good for inflation. Seems President Sivikov is always in space.
Well, he had.
What?
Oh, he'd stop playing. I thought I had a comment from. Oh, here it is. It'll play now. I had a comment from Biden on that.
Okay, go ahead.
We also know that as our economy has come roaring back, we've seen some price increases. Some folks have raised worries that this could be a sign of persistent inflation. But that's not our view. Our experts believe, and the data shows, that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and expected to be temporary.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
I did hear him say that earlier in the week, and I laughed then, too. I just forgot about it. So, yeah, like I said, he's always in space. That comment about it being good for inflation is insane. Government prints money out of thin air, and it won't affect inflation. Bullshit. But, of course, few in the DNC media bother to point it out. But this is the main point of my open. Then we had the vax push for the vid. Creepy Joe brought some kid pop star in to push it to teens.
Olivia Rodriguez.
Yeah, whatever. And they have left-wing activists going door-to-door trying to vax y'all. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated, the fraud in chief told us earlier this week. But here are the numbers. As of July 6th, that's 2 weeks ago today, 5,186 of the 157 million fully vaxxed Americans have tested positive for the vid. That is 0.00003%. That's 3 out of 100,000 people. Yet somehow 5 renegade fully vaxxed Texas legislators out of only 57.
Actually, it's 9 now, I believe.
Oh, is it up to 9?
I think it is 9.
They screw up my math. Don't screw up my math.
I'm sorry.
All right. But out of 57, they flew to D.C. to maintain the voting law myth in Texas. They have gotten the vid. 5 is 9% of the total, almost 9%. And you're saying it's higher now.
From that what would be I read, yes.
More than 3,000 times the CDC stated rate of vaccinated people getting infected. So I'm wondering, is this like the lightning strike on the George Floyd Memorial? I mean, seriously, do you think God found more false prophets on those planes? I'm beginning to think so. But before the media wears you down, please note that more people are dying from the vax than total deaths of late from the vid. And the clotting problem, and we've talked about this before, the clotting problems for young women, especially ones on birth control, and the heart issues in males under 30 are well known to our government. Plus, 512 kids under 18 have died in the entire pandemic. That's the number. CDC numbers, guys. I don't make this shit up. All had underlying conditions like cystic fibrosis, leukemia, things like that. Yet they keep pushing it. Why? Well, here's my point. Only two answers come to mind. First, pushing the vax is a distraction from the border, crime, spending, and the bribery all attributed to Mr. Biden.
No, it's just a distraction from Biden himself.
That too. Second, it's control. They want us fighting back against this so they can point to it and say, those unvaxxed are anti-American, and we, the liberals, need more power than before others in buffalo hats and carrying flags cause another fake insurrection. Look, Democrats know they're dead as of 2022. It's going to be over. And the way the vote audits are going, it may well be over before that. I think so. Like Aaron Lewis says in the number one song on the charts, debuted at number one, only the 9th song ever in history. And we turned you on to it 2 weeks ago. Am I the only one? I doubt it. Now on with the show. Yeah, you got something about the vid from the hearing today?
Yeah, I do. This was, you know, Rand Paul
and Fauci.
And Fauci, and you know, everybody's, you know, up in arms, you know, and having a field day with the fact that Fauci called, you know, Rand Paul a liar. And that's part. And that's in actually in the clip that I'm playing. But that's not what I want to point out in this clip that I'm going to play. What I want to point out in the clip is what they're trying to get Fauci to answer that he won't answer. That is the absolute whole point of all of this. That and I played it for you on pre-show, and I think you pretty much agree that
I've heard it twice today before that. Yeah,
that the point that Rand Paul is trying to make really is the whole piece of the puzzle, and that's what it's all about. And here it is. Let's listen.
We paid for it
in the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab. And there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab. Including yourself.
This committee will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it.
It is molecularly.
Those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain of function research was going on in that lab and NIH funded it.
That is not.
Get away from it. It meets your definition and you are obfuscating the truth.
And there it is. It's gain of function, folks. It's the whole point that gain of function research was not supposed to be happening in the lab that it was. And this virus could only have been formed through gain of function research.
And it wasn't supposed to happen anywhere with American money. Obama put a stop on it in 2013. Correct. 2017, Trump comes in as president, and Fauci thinks, he doesn't know about Obama stopping all this. I can give money through a third party to my friends in China. He's a sick little fuck. And all these people that go around worshiping that little bastard, like he's some kind of god. This guy's, I think it was Tucker said this evening, he's been in his job 41 years, which is probably 40 too many. This guy is going to be like Michael Avenatti, the creepy porn lawyer. Oh, the left-wing media thinks he was so great. He was so against Trump. He was so this, so that. You know, Fauci gets the same kind of idyllic worship from these a-holes in the media. Well, where's creepy porn lawyer headed? To jail.
And that's where
Fauci should be headed too.
That's where he should be. I mean, if it's ultimately found out that they continue to do these gain of function research, you know,
and he broke Obama's rule.
Yep, I'm sorry,
Obama's
folks,
rule. He broke the fuck.
Whether.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's a whole hypocrisy. And for the people that are out there that are excited that Fauci, you know, called Rand Paul a liar, Dr. Fauci is the liar. And I mean, this has been a lie since day one. Trump knew it. We all know Trump knew it. There was just nothing he could do about it.
The point Fauci was fighting back with wasn't germane to Rand Paul's argument.
No, because he doesn't want to answer the question.
He was blown smoke.
Because they won't answer the question.
No.
Anyways.
Anyway. Rick, what city do we live in?
Well, us.
Yes.
Tampa.
Tampa Bay. Home of the champions. Right?
Yeah. We're talking about football. I'm going to go
back to back Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And Super Bowl champions.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rays even got to the World Series. But
yeah.
Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers made the White House visit today. Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time, took the mic. As a Trump supporter, it seemed TB12 had to politely take a few shots at old Sippy Cup. Now, I will point out that people in the media are saying he was dissing Trump. I'm sorry, folks. I listened to him say this three times. He wasn't dissing Trump. He was dissing Biden, but he was being very polite. He was being very Tom Brady-ish. We have the clip. Let's play it for him.
We report, you decide, right?
There you go.
These guys are an amazing group of men. It didn't look great there. At one point, we were 7-5, struggling a little bit, as the president alluded to. But we found our rhythm. We got on a roll. Not a lot of people, think that we could have won. And fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand that.
You understand that, Mr. President?
I understand that.
Yeah. And personally, you know, it's nice for me to be back here. We had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing, and they started calling me Sleepy Tom. Why would they do that to me? So it's great to be, you know, we're on the eve of football season. We start tomorrow practice, and we're going to do everything we can to work to achieve another one of those Lombardi trophies. It's a different group of men. It'll be a different challenge, but we're excited for it. We're excited for the opportunity to compete and work hard and show everyone what we're made of. So we're not going to throw the Super Bowl trophy this time, Cam, but we're going to offer President Biden a special presentation from Mr. Glazer, and then we're going to challenge 11 of us, 11 White House interns, to a game of football here on the lawn, and we intend to run it up on you guys. So get ready to go. Thank you.
That was pretty good.
That was a nice roast.
Yeah. He's a very polite man, but he got his digs in.
He did. Yeah. Very apparent.
And there are 40% that don't believe Biden won. At least that's the percentage that admit it, like Brady said. But all we hear is voter suppression. Well, riddle me this, Batman. If Biden got 80 million votes, the most in history by far, how can the vote be suppressed? How can it be suppressed? He got 80 million. Obama got 69 million. He got 11 million more votes than Obama. Yeah, right.
And wait. Time out, because I can help add to your argument here. If he got 80 million, and how many did Trump get? He got 76?
75.
Yeah. Well, if you add those two together, it's the most votes in history. So
Again,
how is there suppression?
It's just to distract us.
Right. There's no suppression when you have a record amount of votes, whether they're
so ask yourself that, people. Right. Next time the voter suppression story comes up, just ask yourself, how can that be suppression if there is 155 million votes or 153 or whatever it was? You know, and you may have to wait for that story to come up again on the media, you know, maybe 10 minutes or so, you know, because they keep harping on it. Like, people are that stupid. I guess they are if they're watching your networks. Anyway, now I found another reason we should be pissed about Biden abandoning Trump's border policies. You know, besides bringing a few million more Democrat voters, it's the drugs. Fentanyl takes up no space, and it's powerful. It can kill you easy. And our narcotic death rate is being ignored again since Orange Man Bad left. But this doesn't affect just druggies. This might shock some of you.
This shocked me, especially. Yeah.
Why are fish becoming addicted to illegal drugs? There's around 269 million people worldwide use drug each year. Often forgotten in this story is a problem of basic biology. What goes in must come out. Sewers are inundated with drugs that are excreted from the body, along with the broken down chemical components that have similar effects to the drugs themselves. Sewage treatment plants do not filter these things out. They are never designed for that. A lot of sewage also finds its way into rivers and coastal waters untreated. Once in the environment, drugs and their byproducts can affect wildlife. In a recent study published by the Journal of Experimental Biology, researchers in Czech Republic investigated how methamphetamine, a stimulant, might be affecting wild brown trout. They examined whether concentrations of methamphetamine and one of its byproducts, which were estimated from other studies, have been measurable in concentrations in waterways. Can it be detected in the brains of brown trout? They also looked at whether these concentrations were enough to cause the animals to become addicted. The trout were exposed to the drug in large tanks over 8 weeks and then put into withdrawal, going cold turkey in a drug-free tank for 10 days. During that time, the researchers tested the fish preferences for fresh water or water containing methamphetamine and compared that to the responses of the fish that had never been exposed to the drugs. The methamphetamine-exposed fish preferred the water containing the drug. There is no such preference shown for the untreated fish. So basically,
fish become junkies. Fish! They're junkies.
Well, and you got to look at that on a bigger picture. It's not just fish. It would probably be your entire ecosystem, everything, every piece and organism in the ocean, in a lake, in a pond, or wherever the runoff goes to, is affected by this, not just fish.
These scientists that did this study said it's possible the fish might start to change their natural behavior, causing problems with their feeding, breeding, and ultimately their survival. They may, for instance, be less likely to evade predators.
Well, did you?
It affects the fish. It affects their offspring.
But we don't.
Long, and they even say it can have long-lasting implications for the ecosystems.
Like, but we don't know what effects that it has on us yet, though, if we consume those fish. I mean, I would assume none. But, you know, I mean, I guess if you're constantly consuming fish from waters that do have, you know, methamphetamine in the water.
Well, this won't get you. Rick, do you eat shrimp?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me. You'll love this one.
Oh, don't let me hate shrimp, please.
In 2019, scientists in the UK reported cocaine in freshwater shrimp in all 15 rivers they sampled.
Well, aren't the shrimp that we eat, aren't they?
Salt? Yeah, they're saltwater, right.
Oh, there you go.
But interestingly, they detected illicit drugs more often than some common pharmaceuticals.
Wow.
In the fish.
Well, you also have to remember, too, some of these waterways are polluted with drugs from drug mules that dumped their stash, which actually puts huge amounts of those drugs into the waterway versus just, you know, the 269 million Americans who are pissing their drugs away every day. And I'm assuming some of these plants do have some things in place to catch some of this stuff just because of how sophisticated, you know, some of the plants are. You know, some of your older school sewage treatment plants like the one here, I mean, if it rains more than an inch, we dump hundreds of thousands of raw sewage into the river every day. I would never swim in any of our rivers. I mean, they're dumping raw sewage as
well. Well, they even said the fish congregate around the pipes where there's large concentrations of drugs coming out in the water. They hang out there because medicines don't fully break down in our bodies, and they arrive in the wastewater treatment in feces and urine. Here's a funny part of it, though. Cage fish downstream of some water treatment plants change sex from male to female within a few weeks due to exposure to hormone-disrupting chemicals found in contraceptive pills.
Interesting.
Yeah, so if you're you know, near a town with a lot of young women who are on the pill, you got a lot of female fish. Recent studies have shown that antidepressants can cause a wide range of behavioral changes in aquatic organism, from aggression, attraction to light, and increasing boldness. So basically what we're saying is drugs are bad.
Oh, I just never even thought of that.
And America's on drugs. I mean, if you're living, I mean, you know, somebody who's diabetic like me 100 years ago, I'd have been dead in my 40s. You know, I wouldn't survive, but I take medicine. Now, the main medicine I take is metformin, and metformin is made from fish oil, so I'm probably not hurting the fish.
You do realize that, you know, if the Biden administration gets a hold of this report, this is going to be our next huge global crisis, right, along with global warming. And, you know, we're going to have to stop getting drugs so that, you know, we don't pollute the fish.
The first time the Democrats turned against drugs. I mean, seriously, they think all the drugs vote for them. So why do you think they want criminals to vote?
So, they just want whoever they can get to vote for them. They don't give a
shit. That story just blew my mind.
Yeah, I would have never in a million years would have thought that would have been an issue at all. I mean, I do realize that, you know, sewage does affect the ecosystems of the rivers and of you know, the oceans and stuff like that. But who would have thought, you know, our urine from, you know, meth and coke and heroin and all that is killing the marine life.
And plus the fish are going to lose their teeth.
Yeah, Jesus. I want to know what those fish in the withdrawal tank, how they acted. Because have you ever seen somebody withdrawn from drugs? Those fish had to have been having a really
But the bad. Second they gave them a choice again, they went right back to the drug. Right back to the drug. Yeah.
Just like so, a junkie, a true junkie.
Yeah. Facebook has been in the news bigly this week on two stories.
Bigly.
I like that one. Both China virus related. The scarier one, at least to me, is about the involvement, their involvement against us on behalf of the guy they helped scam into office. And the administration announces this totalitarianism, there's no other word for it, as, you know, ho-hum. Basically, the story is White House is flagging posts, and I know most of you, this has been in all the media, even the liberal media reported this one. They were like, damn, these suckers are bold. But White House is flagging posts for Facebook to censor over COVID misinformation. White House Press Secretary Chucky Jen Psaki said Thursday the Biden administration is identifying problematic posts for Facebook to censor because they contain misinformation about COVID-19. She discussed it during a daily briefing. It was no big deal. So they got the Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, to come out and put up some little pamphlet about how this is bad, and this, so they can blame it on him. But believe me, this comes from the far lefties. They want Facebook to censor people that are conservative. There's no doubt about it. Now, the one thing they're pushing this week, right, we were talking about on pre-show, 20% of the people out there think there's microchips in the shot. You really think 20% of Americans think there's microchips in the vax?
Well, I ran into one in particular at a very small party. So, and he was scanning people's arms with his phone trying to
see. Were there more than five people at the party?
Yeah, well, there was. So that's not 20%, but I've actually ran into somebody that believes in this conspiracy to the point where they were actually scanning people's arms with their phone to see if they could detect a Wi-Fi signal. So there is fucking whack jobs out there. Wait,
Rick,
hold on.
You're not
hold
back,
on. Hold
right?
on. Hold on. Hold on.
And drugs are bad.
Yeah, drugs are bad, Mr. Mackey.
Okay.
Drugs are bad.
Okay.
What were we going to ask Rick? Go ahead.
Yeah, what? Rick, you have not vaxxed.
No.
Do you fear the microchip, Rick?
No.
No?
No.
I guess you figured you survived this bitch for 18 months.
Fuck yeah, I identify as being vaxxed.
You identify as being vaxxed.
I love it. Yeah. There you go.
How dare anybody question that?
Now, how dare they?
They can't. If they do, then you get that's you know, that's discrimination.
It's like that old meme of the guy holding the girl on the Titanic, and they say, sir, it's women and children first. And he looked, and the caption back to him is, are you assuming my gender?
I figured my vaccine is called my immune system. So that's why I identify as being vaxxed.
Well, you're pretty healthy for an old fart.
Yeah. Kinda.
You don't smoke. You barely drink.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't have diabetes or anything.
No. Everybody thought I was a heavy drinker when COVID first hit, because I would just post, you know, okay, well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. I'm having this drink and then this drink. It was only like maybe two a week, maybe. And they go, look how many posts you're putting up. You're drinking yourself. I go, this is like my third drink in 2 weeks. What are you talking about?
Well, these same people that are now deciding what is misinformation and not misinformation are the same people who flip-flopped about and contradicted themselves throughout the pandemic on issues like mask efficacy, censorship of claims that later gained credibility, such as the theory that COVID-19 leaked from a Chinese lab, that hydroxychloroquine doesn't work. You know, there's a country in Africa I was reading about today. I don't even remember which one it is. Mozambique, maybe? I don't know. I could be wrong. But they have the lowest rate of COVID infections on the planet. What did they do differently than everybody else? They gave all their citizens a weekly dose of hydroxychloroquine and zinc.
Vitamin C, I heard, too. Vitamin C, vitamin D, you know.
Well, one of my nurse friends on Facebook said, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and vitamin C, or vitamin D, whatever, which one it was. Yeah, I remember. It was vitamin D because that's the one I take a lot of. We'll fight it off. And they're frontline workers, and believe me, I believe them a lot more than I believe anybody in the administration.
Well, don't forget, we've done numerous stories on this show where they've said that THC, if you smoke pot, that kind of helps keep the corona away from you as well. So,
I guess I should smoke more pot.
Go out and smoke pot.
Yeah, why not? But this demand for censorship and Psaki's admission of the government involvement in it is just awful. She actually said, this is a quote from her, "We are in regular touch with the social media platforms, and those engagements typically happen through members of our senior staff and members of our COVID-19 team. This is a big issue of misinformation, specifically on the pandemic." Okay. She added, "We've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office." So let's blame it on the nice Indian guy. We are shoving off on him. He's like 37 years old. He shouldn't be a Surgeon General of the United States, but he is, because they have to check the boxes. He's a minority. He's good enough. Put him in. He's a minority. That's all that matters. But they're flagging problematic posts for Facebook, and Facebook is taking action. She went on to say, and I believe it was the next day because it's not in this article, but she went on to say that people who spread what they call misinformation should not only be banned on Facebook, but they should find a way to ban them across all social media platforms. This is the government of the United States of America talking this shit. This isn't Stalin in 1942 Russia.
No, and guess what?
But it sounds like him.
But guess what?
What?
Because they were able to do this to President Trump, they're going to be able to do this to anybody they want. And that's all I'm going to say on it, because it's the truth. I mean, they're going to render whoever's voice they want silenced. And even if people move to these other platforms like Parler or Getter or any of these other ones, your voice is going to be silenced there too at some point, because guess what? Down the line, somebody from one of the Democrat leading tech companies has got something to do with every one of the backbones that run these networks. And if the word is given, the shit's coming down.
Well, so. I heard something today. The person that was put, I don't know if it was a man or a woman, but the person that was put in charge of one of the big oversight positions in Biden's administration is an anti-Google dude or lady. I think it's a dude. They're very much against Google controlling and manipulating things. Like every time I'm looking for a story,
if they're against,
and I use Google to look for it, you don't find it on the first page if it's positive towards conservatives.
So But that doesn't make sense to me. If they have somebody that's in their administration that's against that,
in a heartbeat.
Okay, because if he's against that, then they should be also against the same thing happening against the Facebook platform or the Twitter platform. But
all the money Google and Twitter and Facebook gave him, I mean, Zuckerberg alone gave $400 million for quote unquote get out the vote drives, but where did the money get spent?
Democratic communities,
Milwaukee, Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Phoenix, Las Vegas. Gee, what do those states have in common? Well, they voted for Trump and then they didn't. Amazing. They voted for Trump when nobody was really sure about Trump. And then after he kicks ass, they vote against him. I'll never figure that one out. Yeah, actually, I think we already have. But on the bright side of things, even some Dems have absolutely had enough of the socialist Marxist bullshit. I love this story. Democratic mayor has left the party to join the GOP, the Republicans. Says he, quote, can't stand with socialists. After being as elected as a Democrat, North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee said on Fox and Friends Tuesday, he's switching to the Republicans. He argued the Democrats are elitist and socialist. Agenda is not one he can stand with anymore. This is a quote from him. They had an election recently for leadership in the House, and four of the five people were card-carrying members of the Socialist Party. It's not the party that I grew up with 25 years ago in this environment, and it's not the party I can stand with anymore. The working class or working men and women of this country, and also the small business owners, are not part of the conversation anymore. It all has to do with the elitists, and it has to do with the socialists. That's not the agenda that I have in mind for this country and its future. When you're a pro-life Democrat, a pro-gun Democrat, and you're a very conservative person, basically, it's not really well, you're not really well known in the Democratic Party anymore. And so for me to hang on as long as I did, hoping the party would change, it didn't. It got worse. So therefore, I found a new place I can put my allegiance to and help. Once again, forget about the last 8 years. It's the next 4 years that will predict the future.
Yeah, but he's still going to take all his kickbacks that he was getting as he was while he was a Democrat. So
he's going to have a harder time getting reelected as a Republican in North Las Vegas. But he might be able to pull it off.
People like him, like
Robert Casey, the former governor of Pennsylvania, was a pro-life Democrat. And they disinvited him from speaking at the convention, I think, in 1980 or 84. They said, nope, you're the governor of the, fourth biggest state, fifth biggest state in the country. But nope, you can't speak here because you're pro-life. Okay, they just shut him down. His son, who is now been the senator from Pennsylvania forever, although he's never done a damn thing. He got elected because his last name was Casey. He is a pro-life, pro-gun Democrat, but boy, you wouldn't know it to listen to him anymore. He's been Washington, D.C.-ized. You know, I mean, there just aren't too many of them left. Back when I was growing up, I listened to people like Scoop Jackson and Moynihan in New York. Didn't always agree with them, but I respected their intellect and the way they made their arguments, and I listened to their arguments. You can't listen to the arguments from these people anymore because they start out with hate.
Dude, there's a reason. There's a reason why all these people are millionaires off a $200,000 a year salary. It's because of all the shit they're putting in their back pockets to do all the dirty fucking crap.
Probably so. Anyway, another segment. In this week's "We couldn't have said it better ourselves" segment, kudos to my friend, well, at least he was before he became so famous he doesn't talk to me anymore, Greg Gutfeld. As former Bush and then Obama Secretary of Defense Robert Gates said in his book, Joe Biden hasn't been on the right side of a foreign policy decision in 30 years. And Secretary Gates said that 10 years ago. So in that context, let's play the clip from Gutfeld.
Why the fuck isn't it playing? Oh, because Facebook muted it like dumbass on purpose. Oh, here we go.
An oath that forms a sacred trust to defend America against all threats, both foreign and domestic.
You wouldn't know a foreign threat if a shirtless Putin rode his horse into the Oval Office and took a dump on your desk.
Oh. There you go. We couldn't have said it better ourselves.
No, not at all.
We let my little buddy Gutfeld say it.
I think I would have to go back and pull just that part of the clip out and put it in on our soundboard so we can use it all the time.
Okay. I don't care. In our Make America Florida segment tonight, the governor de tutti governor, and for those of you who aren't Italian, that or watch mob movies, that means the governor of all governors. We have DeSantis in Florida doing a better job helping the Cuban freedom than the administration is. I just got a kick out of this. Now, nothing's happened yet, but DeSantis offered to provide Cuba with internet after the regime shut it down. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis offered to provide access to internet for the Cuban people. The regime blocked access to the internet and social media as of last Monday, in order to stop the flow of information since the start of the unrest. They blocked Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, Telegram, in an attempt to stop the ability to share timely information about the riots inside the country to the rest of the world. Go ahead.
But don't we do that too?
They are now, aren't they?
But that we do that too. So I love Governor DeSantis, but you know, their government has shut down.
If you do that
their,
to a Florida, if you do that to a Florida citizen, you'd be fined $150,000 per instance now.
No one will do it to a Florida citizen, but my God, we're helping another country citizens from their government, what our government does to our own citizens. I just don't understand.
So we have a governor standing up doing what a president.
I know. But our country is doing to our citizens what, you know, a nice governor is trying to help another country, you know, their citizens, government's doing the same thing to them. It just, this whole thing blows my fucking mind.
Obviously the largest Cuban American population in the country is in Florida, and they do mostly vote Republican, but DeSantis is in discussions with people about how to do it. He doesn't know how to do it yet, but he's trying to find a way.
Simple. Come off Guantanamo Bay. I was just thinking about that because I was going to ask you the question because I wasn't reading the articles. How is he going to do this? But I was
here's what he said.
Guantanamo Bay.
He said they don't want the truth to be out. They don't want people to be able to communicate. And so one of the things I think we should be able to do with our private companies or with the United States, yeah, like they're going to get off their asses, is to provide some of that internet service via satellite. And we have companies on the Space Coast that launch those things. DeSantis offered to make calls and see what are the options. So there you go. You have a governor of one single state acting more presidential than the tutti frutti in the White House.
Well, here's the only other thing I want to say about that, though. Like, I can get where a governor, any governor of Florida, whether it be DeSantis or anybody, would want to step up and do something about this, too, because what state is most directly affected by Cuban refugees?
Florida.
So, I mean, I can understand where, you know, yeah, it's not Biden doesn't really give two shits because it's only impacting Florida. So, you know, let DeSantis take care of it. And he is. And that's good. I mean, he's done a lot of different things down there from.
The next story is coming.
Go ahead. Tell it. What's the next story then?
Well, they're not only not just letting DeSantis do it, they're pushing back against the Cuban refugees. They're letting 150 or 180,000 a month cross the border and down in Mexico. But if 5,000 or 6,000 Cubans want to come over, no. This is on the same day in District of Columbia where Biden hasn't gotten a foreign policy position right in 40 years. It continues. The U.S. warns Haitians and Cubans against trying to enter illegally by sea. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Tuesday warned would-be immigrants from Cuba and Haiti against trying to reach the United States illegally by sea, saying the voyage was too dangerous, and even if they got here, they won't be allowed to enter. Let me be clear. If you take to the sea, you will not come to the United States, Mayorkas said in a news briefing. Coast Guard officials are monitoring by air and have not seen a surge of migrants since the unrest in Cuba and the assassination of the Haiti's presidents last week. U.S. officials were prepared to deal with any surge, he added. Yeah, okay. Yeah, 180,000 are pouring across the southern border, but they're prepared to deal with those damn Cubans. Now, Mayorkas, the guy who says this, Secretary of Homeland Security, was born in 1959. Guess where he was born?
Cuba.
Yeah.
Florida.
No, Cuba.
Oh, I was right the first time.
He was born in Cuba. In 1960, his parents saw the revolution coming.
And got the fuck out.
Got the fuck out. And brought their baby boy here so that he could grow up to be a dickhead administrator in this dickhead administration.
Don't we have a policy in the United States to allow asylum to anybody who's persecuted by their government?
We had the wet foot, dry foot thing for Cubans.
Which means if they hit the shore, we keep them. But
yes.
If we're allowing asylum for the people coming up out of South America, why are we not allowing asylum for the Cubans?
They're not giving without, too many asylum. What they're doing is they're just basically sending them out in the country and saying, appear in court in 1 year and 4 months.
But they're letting them across the border. They're letting them.
Tucker had a story. Tucker had a story last week, and he followed up on it last night. The Air Force base in Texas, or Army base in Texas, is got transport planes flying these people around the country.
At night, they come in and they recover of night, and actually, they've been having a lot of ones with children the last.
And the commanding officer of the base put out a thing to his people saying, "Do not talk about this. Do not take pictures of the planes. Do not take pictures of anybody boarding the planes. Just ignore it."
It's a media blackout.
Well, of course, you're gonna have conservatives who aren't bowing down to the bullshit, and it got out, and Tucker's been reporting on it, and then they had to admit that yes, we are doing that. So he just sent it, but he didn't say where he's sending them to. You know, you could be a nice conservative community, and all of a sudden, 500 people from Guatemala show up, and are in the looking for work line downtown the next morning.
We actually had this when this crisis first started, and they were doing planing people in and then busing them around. And I won't say which city because I don't want to, you know, give everything away. But in a city not too far from me, I mean, within 40 miles, they had 4 busloads of these refugees were brought in and dumped into the city and pretty much handed vouchers to, you know, pretty much, you know, live off the government and just, you know, live free in the city.
You know, one of the other scary things I read this week, and Rick, you're going to love this. The number one preferred destination of these people coming across the border is Florida. So maybe they're not all that liberal. Or maybe they are told to go to Florida and vote Democrat when they give them amnesty, although that's
to try to take the state.
Yeah.
And, you know, that you might have just come on to something there.
Oh, look, the only reason, I mean, what's his name? Durbin. Dick Durbin. Proper first name for him. Senator from Illinois. Basically admitted it on the floor of the Senate the other day that, you know, these people coming in, they might have different attitudes, and white people need to get used to America getting brown. You know, Candace Owens said something this week. I posted on my blog page. Let me just pull this up quick because I don't get it wrong.
Wait, but, do you want to misquote?
Yeah, and this kind of actually surprised me a little bit. Oh God, this picture of Kamala holding Bezos's penis rocket over her shoulder.
Camel toe. Come on, get it right.
Mrs. Emhoff. yeah, I posted, wow, I never thought of it this way, but damn. Candace Owens. White liberals hate black conservatives because we don't see ourselves as oppressed. Fundamentally, because we view ourselves as their equal. That is the issue. Good point.
It is.
Wait till these brown people start seeing themselves as their equal. They'll all start hating them too. Oh, anyway. Stupid criminals.
Florida?
No, actually.
Oh, no.
The other thing, I looked up this other thing, too. I'll just throw this in. This Mayorkas not letting the Cubans in might have something to do with 60-some percent of Cubans vote Republican, while 60-some percent of the other Latinos vote Democrat. you think that could be it?
There you got it.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a D for you if you don't believe me. Duh! Anyway. Our stupid criminals this week are likely to that. They're likely stupid. But if you recall Saturday night, there was a gun battle outside of Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. during a game with the Washington Senators. It was late in the sixth inning. One fan outside was hit. The other two that were shot were part of the battle. And I give you a link to the article there, guys. No, I don't want my news summarized each morning by CNN. Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
But there's three people wounded. People were scrambling all over the place. You know, the gunfire. Everybody could hear the gunfire. It's outside the outfield walls.
Well, but see, the scanner.
But some people thought it was from inside.
They did. The scanner reports were very vague. They weren't sure what was going on. I was monitoring it live as it was happening through scanner feeds on Broadcastify. And there was actually a lot of people believed that the shooting was inside the stadium. So,
well, my point that I'm going to make with this story, Slim, you can kind of figure it out just by the article that I gave you the link to. Where's it from?
CNN.
Yes. CNN journalists were inside the stadium, reported hearing multiple loud bangs during the bottom of the sixth inning in a game between the Nationals and the Padres. Fans fled their seats, sought shelter after hearing the gunfire, and they were told there's no threat to the people inside the stadium. But people went nuts. They were running all over the place.
Oh, yeah, you should see the videos.
There was danger there. So here's my point. Why is this stupid? And why is it, maybe it really wasn't stupid. It could even be helpful. Because the media and politicians, well, you remember Mayor Beetlejuice 2 weeks ago? She just flat out lied about the Chicago crime. They won't let, politicians won't let on. Because if they do, it's law and order. Oh, my God. That's a Republican thing. No asshats. Law and order should be an American thing. Crime and its effect on our citizens is not a political hacky sack. The media ignores it every damn day. Unless, of course, if the criminal gets shot by a cop, especially a white cop, then the criminal achieves cult status. No, this shooting happened in D.C., outside a stadium filled with the haves who can't afford to take in a game. And the media was there, freaking out. Gunfire! They had to report it. They had to show that they were actually concerned. I know it, you know, it only lasted about a 24-hour news cycle before they pretended to forget all about it. But many of their brainwashed viewers may remember this, especially the ones who were there. Hey, at least it's a start getting the media to admit there actually is a crime problem. Fair enough?
Yes, it's a start. Now the next step is what direction do they take it? What is the reform to the crime problem? Is it sensible gun laws or is it stupid?
We don't need gun laws.
Well, you do need sensible gun laws. We've discussed this before. You don't. But well, they need to be countrywide the same, not state by state, in my opinion. And you do need gun laws because, you know, you and I don't need to own a bazooka. I mean, there's no need for that.
Yeah, but the states control the federal government. The federal government doesn't control the state. That's why the Constitution's written.
Well, I just think it should
be. There's only so much they can do.
If you can carry a gun in Florida, you should be able to carry that same gun all the way up here when you come to visit me and not
have to worry about it. Absolutely agree with you.
That's what I'm saying.
I've talked about it before.
The law should be the same across the United States.
When I'm driving north, when I get to the northern end of Virginia, I pull over somewhere. I take my personal weapon out of the car, take the clip out, put them separately in the case, lock the case, replace the case in my trunk, and then I drive through the People's Republic of Maryland.
What?
Because I get pulled over in Maryland, New Jersey, New York. What's the other one? Well, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts. They all have draconian gun laws. And the fact that I'm a responsible gun owner with no criminal record, and I've been NRA trained, I am certified, I can carry concealed.
You know what?
They don't fucking care. As soon as I cross their state line, I'm a criminal.
Yep. And then you know what? All it's going to take is you get pulled over in the wrong state at the wrong time on the wrong road by the cop that's having a bad day, and you're going to jail. Even though you've put it in the lockbox, separated the bullets, taken all the precautions because you're a responsible gun owner, you're still going to go to jail. And that's not fair because you can legally carry that.
No. Gun. You remember, it was years ago, but I told you the story one time on the show. A lady from Philadelphia, young single black mom, two kids, working woman, had a gun, had a permit for her gun, had it in her purse, took her kids to the beach in Jersey. She got pulled over for a minor traffic violation. Cops asked her if there was any weapons in the car, and she, being a good person, and a law-abiding citizen, said, yes, my personal weapon is in my purse. They arrested her. The judge was going to sentence her to like 7 years. They took her kids into foster care temporarily till the grandparents got them, I think it was, but the story is a long time ago. But this woman had to fight. She had to spend tens of thousands of dollars on lawyers. She ended up with a suspended sentence and didn't have to go to jail. But it wrecked her financially. It just absolutely wrecked her financially.
And that, unfortunately, could be the same situation with you, regardless of whether, you know, you're being responsible or not. And that's what's not fair, because you legally, in Florida, you're trained, you know what you're doing. You should be able to carry that gun wherever you want. And until this country comes to that, I think, you know, we're in trouble.
Yeah, one of the other things I got to do is, even in my clip, even if it's out of the gun, I have to take three bullets out of my my clip, because you got a 7-bullet limit in Jersey and New York.
Well, you know what? that could be an interesting situation too, because you may get in trouble because the clip can still hold 7 bullets. Just because you don't have 7 bullets in it doesn't mean that.
No, seven is the max. I take 3 out.
Well, but you carry, right, but you still have the max amount of bullets that New York allows.
Yes.
But the clip still allows for more bullets, so you may they
can't
could
do
nail
about that.
I don't know. That's again that you're here's the thing.
Boy, they sure as hell wouldn't like my M&P. It holds 17.
No, but here's the thing. You're going to end up in handcuffs, at least. You're going to jail, and then you're going to get it sorted out in court. And that's the worst part. You know, you're driving up the coast. You know, you're going to get put in handcuffs, go to court, and have to deal with all of this. And it's not just you. It's anybody that legally carries, you know, well, illegally carries a legal firearm, you know, across states.
Now, Rick, you've got a firearm, right?
Yes. Am I allowed to say this now?
Yeah. Do you carry?
I've carried once down here, right after I got it. I felt like such a criminal. I never carried before. I go, well, I got everything. I mean, just, you know.
You I'm got allowed. Certified and everything?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've got a permit. You can carry.
Yes. I got my, what is this?
Can you have concealed or open?
Oh, no, it's not open.
No, it's concealed. Concealed.
Yeah. Do you guys have an open carry? Can you carry it in the open there or no? Does it have to be concealed?
It has to be, as far as I know, it has to be concealed, but if it flashes.
You're toast.
No, it used to be like that. Oh. But now if it flashes, it doesn't matter anymore.
Now, see here in New York State, if it flashes, you're fucked.
Yeah, well, the other thing they're doing is universal carry now, and I don't like that, because that means you're going to have another couple of million Floridians carrying weapons who haven't been trained. And I'm a strong proponent of the right to carry a gun, but I'm equally a strong proponent as you need to know what the fuck you're doing.
Oh, yeah, if you're going to carry, if you don't know what you're doing, you shouldn't be carrying, period. Yeah.
This goes back to what I said a few minutes ago, sensible gun laws.
Yeah.
And that falls into the category of sensible gun laws, making sure that the people that should not be carrying don't by doing. Now listen, New York State, you get your pistol permit, your concealed carry permit, you pass your background check, you mail your check in. 2 years later, you mail your check in again. 2 years later, you mail your check in again. They don't ever go back and redo.
2 years.
Yeah, ours is what, 10?
Not here.
Yeah.
But they don't go back and do a background check and a psychological check. They just assume every 2 years. Or, okay, whatever it is. They don't go back and check anything. You just send your check in and get your permit. And that's what kills me. How much can change on a day-to-day basis, let alone over a year or 2 years or 5 years or 7 years? I mean, that's
another difference between a red state and a blue state. I mean, like, our driver's licenses are good for 10 years. Awesome. Our carry permits are good for 7. Okay. The states that want to rape the citizenry so they can spend their money on whatever boondoggles that strikes their fancy, your driver's licenses expire every 3 or 4 years. Your gun permits expire every 2 years. You know, you got to pay taxes on your car every friggin' year in Jersey.
I thought it was next to impossible to get a carriers up in New York.
It is very, very
difficult. It's very difficult.
Because guess who gets to sign off on every concealed carry in New York State? Your local sheriff. So if your local sheriff does not like you, you're not getting a concealed carry in New York State.
Yeah, my first permit in Pennsylvania was a long time ago when I was running 7-Elevens. And I got it from the local chief of police.
Yep, that's how everything is done here. I mean, and again, it's a political thing. I mean, if you've created, you know, enemies through the community, a couple of phone calls are made, and guess what? You're not getting your pistol permit. And that's where it's wrong. I mean, if you've gone through the training and you legally should be able to possess that gun, political bullshit shouldn't tie that.
Yeah, even though Pennsylvania is a blue state, because I lived there so long, I'm very familiar with their rules. In Pennsylvania, you cannot be denied a concealed carry if you have a clean criminal record. So you apply for it. They take a couple of weeks to dig through and check your record. And then they tell you to come on down to the courthouse, pick it up and pay the money. Or actually, I think you pay the money when you apply, but then you come down and pick it up. They take your picture and put it on there and all that crap.
Well, in New York State, you can't have medical marijuana. But you can't be on prescription drugs of like
in Vicodins. Pennsylvania, all you have to have is a clean record, though. There's no training requirement at all. And I was always a little uncomfortable with that because that basically means any idiot who hasn't been convicted of a crime can have a gun in their pocket.
Too much.
And they're just as dangerous to me as a criminal because I don't know if they know what they're doing. You know, but the main reason I would think that I would ever have to use my weapon would probably be to defend other people. You know, I don't really think I need to worry about defending myself so much. But you know, if you're in a mall situation or something like that, you're gonna want a half a dozen zippies around to help you.
Well, and again, this depends on your state too, because like here in New York State, if you have a concealed carry and you pull that gun, you better have had a reason to pull it and use it, or it's gone. I mean, if you just are pissed off and pull the gun out and show it, you're toast. I mean, you have.
Well, that's the kind of people that shouldn't have one.
I agree, absolutely, and that's why
I have no problem with that part of it.
But that's why these people need to be checked every couple of years, not just the first time, and then just let gone forever and ever, and continue to keep their gun license.
Well, if you get convicted of a crime, your gun license goes.
Well, that if you're convicted of a crime, but people don't know if their emotional state has changed. Are they divorced? If they lost their job? Are they suicidal? I mean, that stuff changes. You know, some people today may be very worthy of having a gun in their possession, and tomorrow morning, maybe not. You know, I mean, that's part of the problem. And
well,
because we don't,
you can't fix everything.
No, you can't. You can't. But at least if you have reasonable checks in place where you're at least checking on those people's status and welfare every couple of years to see what's changed in their life versus just collecting their check and saying, here's your permit, you know. But that's the way it goes. Anyways.
Rick, you got something? You want to wrap us up?
No, I think I'm good. I was just going to comment on, you know, when we renew our permit down here, do we go through another, you know, questionnaire, you know, like Burton was saying. I got it about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. So I haven't renewed it yet. It's not due. So I don't know what the procedure is.
You know, yeah, mine's due in 2022 because I got it in 15, I guess. And I think you just go to the tax office.
Yeah.
The
one near me was near 301 near the fairgrounds.
Oh, no, there's certain ones you have to go to. That's right. I had to go up to Newport Richey to get it. There's only certain ones that do it. So but I think it's the county seat.
But there's still no, even for you, there's still no background check again. All they do is you walk in, I'm assuming, and you probably hand them their check and you get your new permit and you're done and you walk out the door. They don't ask you, you know, have you thought about committing suicide? Have you thought about killing other people?
They did that the first time.
That's my point. The first time.
I'm sure they'll be.
Yeah, I don't know what the renewal is, so I really don't know if they.
I'll tell you next year when I do it.
All right, there you go.
All right. So let me wrap this up. I did call the Capitol yesterday. Figured it's a weekday. Maybe I can get a hold of somebody because emails last week went unanswered. So I thought I'd make a phone call. I wanted Capitol Hill Policeman Lieutenant Michael Byrd to again choose our closing song. Since Ashley Babbitt, I wrote Byrd in my thing. Since Ashley Babbitt isn't here to ask, I wanted to know what Lieutenant Byrd thought she would choose. Yeah, I got no answer again. So
since the Biden people are acting like the mob, I decided to dedicate this song to all of those of you who want to fight back. Zone Out Radio loves you. Get our app, download it. All our podcasts are there. We've got our own websites now, right?
Oh, yeah, we've always had our own websites, but you and I got our own
website. I got ZipAllen.com, baby.
Yep, ZipAllen.com. Of course, mine is, you know, BrentNatzel.com. Rick has his own website that I haven't done anything with, but he's, you know, we're going to get him one of our cool websites, too, so you can get to all of our social media profiles, follow us, like us, comment, you know, whatever.
Yeah, if you want to email me, it's, you know, ZipAllen@ZipAllen.com.
Not yet. I got to set it up.
Oh.
It will be.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Give me time. I mean, tomorrow. You and I just gave you ZipAllen.com like at, you know, 5 o'clock, you know, this afternoon.
I don't care. I'm so happy. I just wanted to tell the world.
I've
never been a .com before.
And I even gave you a blue check mark too. Did you see that?
I got a blue check mark on my
on ZipAllen.com.
Yeah, when's Facebook giving me my friggin' blue check?
Yeah, well, we'll talk
about that. I got a blue dot on ZipAllen.com, Mr.
They're still dicking. Oh, anyway. But like I said, since the Biden people are acting like the mob, I decided to dedicate this song to all those of you who want to push back. Ladies and gentlemen, from The Sopranos, woke up this morning. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Nancy Pelosi, eat me.